All right, we are live in 3, 2, 1. Hi, this is the Valerius Dragoncast. This is Valerius.
This is Spirit. And this is me. Fluffy.
This is Fluffy. This is Fluffy.
I'm Fluffy, yes. Sometimes.
Yeah. And we are at the AMC Theater.
And it smells like burning sweetness.
Yes, it smells like burning sweetness.
I don't think it's really burning sweetness. It smells like cedar chips or something.
One of all
the
pluses. Yeah. Cedar chips.
By the way, Fluffy is using a handheld mic, so any wonkiness that goes on, like the wonkiness I'm going to post at the end of the show, No, it's not her fault. It's just the mic's fault.
It's Steve's fault for not having another headset.
Okay, yes, it is. hello, that's going to be...
It's going to be bleeped.
It's Valerius. Thank you very much, Fluffy. All right.
Hey, Valerius.
Yay, we have proper name music.
I don't want to give people pet names. It's weird.
It's not a pet name, it's a screen name.
Alright. In any case, we have just finished watching X-Men 3.
Huh, wonderful.
And just a warning for all you people who are out there who have not seen it yet, who want to,
there might be
spoilers, and Fluffy especially is going to spoil things for you because that's just the way she is.
There might be, there will be spoilers.
Okay, there will be spoilers. Okay, here's a big one right now. If you don't want to hear this, turn this off right now. Everybody freaking dies.
Yes, they die.
All that makes
cool
me
people.
Sad.
Wait,
no. Seraphine still lives.
That's right, Seraphine still lives. He was cool.
Mystique, it's turned. And then, but she looks pretty as she's turned. But still,
but
she gets turned.
No, she has
and
big boobs.
Yes, but now she can't walk around naked and
she has
be accepted
boobs.
By mutant
she
mind.
Because she wears a shirt that's very revealing of her big boobs. You don't think that they're small anymore. She's in her blue.
They were never small to begin with.
I
she
know,
was
but at least the blueness made
blue.
It. At least the blueness made them look small.
Okay. See, this is one reason why I actually.
That's because it makes it look cold.
This is one reason why Fluffy is on the show, to make it so I don't have to talk anymore.
because
Fluffy and Spirit, I don't even have to say anything, and the movie gets discussed, and I get to get
so
credit
home.
Because I'm this is my podcast. So ha ha ha. Okay.
By the way, today I am suffering from allergies. This is Spirit, and wolves have allergies.
Wolves
really
do not have allergies.
Pardon me, I'm moving your mic.
Again?
People who think they are wolves have allergies.
Yes, I am moving your mic because
I'm
I am
a wolf.
Special.
I have allergies.
People who think they are wolves have allergies. Wolves do not have allergies.
Actually, you want to bet?
All right. Own a wolf.
No, I don't. Oh, by the
then
way.
Shut up.
By the way.
Fluffy is not a fur.
Yes, by the way, I do have to make a formal announcement. That last week, Spirit and I had a long discussion
about the anatomy of horse legs.
I would just like everyone to know that I was wrong. Spirit is right.
That's
and
because
it
she's
just
an
goes
artist.
It just goes
not.
To show once
and if you
more.
You are then.
This just goes to show once more that it doesn't matter if you are male. You are wrong.
Well, no shit, Sherlock. Everybody else knew that.
But what about when I'm wrong in comparison to Fluffy?
Well, see...
You see, you're like
see,
a
females
slave.
Can be wrong. Females can be wrong. Guys just are wrong.
Guys are wrong, and
I'm
people
this.
Like... are wrong, too.
Bleeping
all right, bleeping Spirit.
Spirit.
She is okay. Spirit. She is not...
Spirit.
She is not D-D-D-D-D. Okay.
She is not the name.
Wow, I just censored myself. I'm good. Okay.
I do it all the time, too.
Okay, anyway, back to the topic to which we started with. All right.
How are we so
X3.
Wonderful. I love it. Seraphine is the sex.
I really don't like comics and everything, but the movies are pretty good.
Yeah.
I wish I could put a lighter in my hand and just, like, shoot cars at people. It was cool.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of people gone over here.
Yeah, seriously. That's what we're
a
all
lot
afraid of.
Cars
of. That,
out
is,
here.
That is why... you don't have that ability, because if you did, everyone would freaking die.
Yeah.
Just like in the movie, everybody freaking died.
Yes, but I wouldn't die because I don't need to reproduce, and there's plenty of food left.
Seraphine doesn't play as big of a role as I wanted him to, but he still saves
and
his
Gambit
dad.
Is not in there, like I was hoping. Because
I
everybody
he
was. No, he was supposed to be a thing in the original cast, but they took him out because he sucks. Stupid Cajuns.
There. Adjust my mic, damn it!
Cajuns Mike are pretty cool, but.
Mike King, haha, say something. Okay, now I see you. See, look. I see you.
Okay, were you not seeing me before? I was mixed up in everybody else's
conversation.
I was
seeing lots and lots of that, which is like
blue
dead space.
Stuff.
Yes, it's blue stuff. We like blue stuff here on the Valerius Dragoncast. Okay.
Don't know why.
All right, so... All right, beginning, middle, and end... Yes, yes, that's a laugh. Ha 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 ha. Okay. There's another one. Ha. Okay. Yes, we are currently making fun of how laughs look in audacity. This is called being the special people. Okay.
You guys are special. I'm just amused.
Yes, she is amused, and that is kind of scary in some ways.
And again, Fluffy is not a fur.
Yes,
the beginning was really slow.
Yeah. The beginning was just like...
Scott dies.
Yes, really Scott dies.
Do you have to give away everything in the movie? We could leave some things open questioning.
We're critiquing the movie. We get to say things that happen because...
But of course it sucks. That we
yeah, but you know, some people are going to listen there is...
Okay,
yes.
Sorry.
Spoilers.
But that's the problem. Spoilers. That's like people who don't like porn and look at it anyways.
Now that one's staying in.
it was kind of bad that we didn't get to see Scott actually die, so they don't tell you his glasses are just kind of floating with the rest of the rocks.
Yeah,
but that was cool to finally see his eyes again.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was cool seeing his eyes and all. But yeah,
you had to wonder what his last thoughts were. It's like, dude, my wife has long hair now. How long has she been down there?
Yeah, and yeah, his other thoughts were, oh crap, my body's falling apart.
He's like. Yeah.
Oh, that burns!
It burns!
The man before that, he was like, say goodbye to celibacy.
Yeah. And then the thing that was keeping his celibacy
died.
Went...
The chastity belt went off.
Yeah, as did the rest of him.
Yeah, he just kind of filtered
He just
away.
Sort of...
It was like when Queen of the Damned, when she like made everybody just kind of dissolve. Actually, they were kind of... It was different because they were like husks and they kind of flew in the air first, so they dissolved.
Yeah, these guys, they just dissolved.
They just went...
What the crap was that sound? Holy crap,
that's
a
guy
it's a chicken!
Humping a rubber chicken. Wow. Welcome to the randomness that is AMC Theater.
No, welcome to, like, stupid male teens.
Yeah, because these
male
are
teens
all in
are
high
stupid.
School.
I know, I used to be one.
It was like at MetroCon when that banana was humping everybody.
Oh, gosh.
There was a banana humping everybody?
Yes, there
I
was a banana humping
that.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It could have
sworn. Yeah, that's
it.
Because you were running around during the concert and,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a banana jumping up and down, humping people. And
I'm
everything.
Sorry, but
cool.
Concerts just make me sick.
Well, by the way, this is Fluffy's commentary on MetroCon 2006, because we couldn't get her in last podcast.
Which sucked, by
the
way.
She refused to come, actually.
I had to sit next to a fur the entire time. I mean, the entire time. Sitting next to a girl dressed like a dog.
A male dog, no less.
Yes. Exactly. And she
Gender bender!
She wasn't really wanting to dress up as Akamaru. She's just giving herself an excuse to go somewhere dressed like a dog.
So?
Granted.
Well, that's to all the fur people out there. I'm not a fur.
Yeah, never
I think
mind.
That we have stressed this 10 times now. I'll have to actually... Okay, 3. Yeah.
This would be the 3rd time it's mentioned that she is not a fur.
She's not
4!
A fur! That's 5.
5.
Now. Ha! Okay. Yes, we're having entirely too much fun with this. Okay, X3.
Not a fur. 6.
X3 is not about furs.
Yes. However,
there are two furs.
Exactly, there are two.
There are
no,
two furs.
They are not animals. Beast is
Beast,
just a
Beast
hairy
is...
blue guy.
But there is another guy in there. You didn't see him. You did not see him. He was one that I thought was sexy. He had this long ponytail, and he growled like a wolf, and he was about to turn into one because he was that dog one.
Yes, but it doesn't mean he's a fur. He could
he's
be
a
mutant lichen. That's not a fur.
I like lichens.
A mutant lichen.
I like lichens.
See, I love this. You're arguing a point, then she mentions lichens. You're like, I like lichens.
I like lichens.
Okay. Yes.
I love
okay.
like lichens.
Lichens for the win. Okay. I do have to say, though, that there was one part of the movie that made the entire movie worth going to.
By the way, he's never seen the first or the second one.
Oh, I've seen the first
so one. So his opinion doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I've seen the first one. I didn't have the volume up because everyone else was asleep. It was like 1 in the morning or something like that.
So
well,
you
was your
read,
problem.
Did, mm. Please tell yeah. me you had the subtitles on.
This was on TV, and my TV is ghetto. It doesn't have subtitles.
So you were just kind of watching it like how a deaf person watches TV, except without
yeah.
the subtitles?
However, I did hear the worst line in existence.
What?
Do you know what happens to a frog when it gets hit by lightning?
Oh,
the same
line!
Thing that happens to everything else. Zap. Okay, worst line in freaking existence. I'm sorry. This one at least had some good lines.
I'm Juggernaut, bitch!
I can't believe they threw that in there. I was so... I was
well,
laughing
Scottish.
So hard.
She's supposed to be rude and out loud.
I know.
Which, by the way, I'm not racist.
Wow,
I am mostly Scottish.
Dragonish. It's the dragon coming out of you.
Oh yes.
Valerius.
That wasn't a dragon.
Bleep. Okay.
Bleeping again.
This is going to be fun. See, here, this is the really funny part. I'm going to have to use the bleeper more on this episode than I did on last episode.
That's because
Fluffy's here.
Yeah.
Because Fluffy is here, and because my name is one getting. I want everyone to know I have not made a slip yet. Spirit, Fluffy, we're good. Okay. Yes. And hilarious.
What is my name?
No! 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 You're doing it again. Wow, that is a freaking
I think
crazy
that was partially
laugh.
My clap.
No, that was me.
No, that's my
that's
clap.
Your clap. Your
wow.
clap is the
that
absolutely vertical line. Oh, yeah.
Woohoo! Wow. Oh, man, your clap goes down further
okay,
than mine.
Okay, back to the movie.
Yes, back to the movie. Ha, there's my growl laugh.
No.
Ha.
Okay,
make
but
it
anyways,
clap.
The second best line, though, was with the president. He said, "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned with
with Mystique."
Well, that was Mystique.
No.
That was
but he was talking about Mesquite.
Mesquite? What is this, barbecue night?
I'm going to go get ice cream. I'll be right back.
Okay, and Spirit...
Spirit I want ice cream!
Okay, Spirit is off and running for ice cream.
And I think I got bit by something.
Well, I hope you didn't get bit.
Chocolate. Chocolate!
And you don't have to scream into the microphone what flavor you want.
Chocolate!
Okay, we're now going to be wasting time while Spirit... is apparently locked out of the ice cream place. Wow. She can run. Oh.
Let's be close.
Run, Spirit, run!
Yeah, really.
Wow, yeah, I cannot believe I just said that on a podcast. For the win. Oh. Oh, she... Owned. This is not good. This is not good. Spirit is without the ice cream of doomness.
I have Twix ice cream at home, so I'm not bothered.
Oh.
God, you suck. I have no ice cream at home.
And I have
and
donuts.
I am back.
Donuts.
Testing.
You don't
and
need
am I
back.
Okay?
You're okay.
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're good. Hey, you're better than ever. Wootness.
Spirit got owned, as usual.
You got owned. Owned, owned.
What are you doing?
No, like that
have you ever seen that website?
Are y'all waiting for somebody?
No, we're doing a podcast. Oh, we can't?
Okay.
All right. Well,
we're going to pick this up in a minute.
All right, we're going to stop for a minute, find a place where we can actually hang out for the rest of this podcast. Security just came by and
told us we had to leave.
That we are not allowed to just hang out here unless we're waiting for someone. So,
or unless all the goth people are here sitting here reading their poetry. In that case, you are allowed to sit here.
Okay. Well, we will be right back.
This is like a phone cord.
I just wanted to say, we have decided that while we are walking to find a place to podcast, we are going to podcast.
Or find the car, whichever comes first. Because
Spirit
apparently thinks that her car is over by, like, Michael's or something.
I do not.
Yeah, you do. It's this way. You guys are slow.
Hey, you're like... Okay, remember, we are Siamese twins, or rather triplets.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on my laptop, so, like, be careful.
I am.
I don't want, like, the stereo port.
I have a laptop. I know how to treat them. Except my sister doesn't, because she threw mine on the floor a couple days ago. Threw it on the floor because she wanted to sleep in my bed. My laptop is worth more than she is. Yes, Fluffy is pissed off as usual.
That's because that is Fluffy. Okay,
yep.
I'm moving right along before I get my laptop.
Yeah, there's sonar 16. This is gonna be complicated. This won't happen.
Dad, it's okay. It's me, Jess, and Tim still.
And I'll have more bleeps for the record book.
She is taking off her headset. You can drive home. Nobody's going to be out at this late. Except for drunk Mexicans, of course.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird to worry about, because they either drive too fast or too slow. No.
Hang on. We only have one person connected. The only one we're picking up is Fluffy.
Yay! I own. So now it feels like I'm talking to myself. Which I am.
Testing? Alright, I think we're good.
Alright.
For not seeing the screen at all. Sorry about that. Somewhere along the way, I think the Siamese twins got busted up.
Or they were never hooked up to begin with. Ooh, the conspiracy.
Nah.
And I keep getting bit by things.
Well, you're apparently very edible.
I know. I'm hot.
Four! Four! What in the world? Okay, yeah.
Man, I feel like I got the pee. This sucks.
That's getting cut. I'm sorry. That just is.
What?
Or not. You know.
I tell people online okay, that when know. I'm talking in spaz chat. I'm like, I gotta pee. And they're like, okay. And I come back, I'm like, oh, refreshed and restored.
Okay, you know what? There is the distinct possibility that this particular podcast might get an explicit tag. I don't know.
Why?
I don't
because
know.
I said I had to pee?
Yes, sure. Why not?
That's not explicit.
Let's just get in my car.
Okay. Okay, see, this is going to be especially interesting because they're going to stuff me in the back seat.
Yeah.
Can't you sit in the back seat for once? You got the longer cord.
Yeah, you have the longest cord.
That doesn't matter.
That does. It matters, damn it.
Shut up, Spirit. Nobody likes you.
Spirit's not as innocent as I thought. This changes everything. Okay, we have an admission from Spirit that she likes Yif. Now, granted,
we already know that.
I like Yif too.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all guys should already know that.
Just for the record,
Valerius
sure
and Spirit are Yifers.
That we are.
And
okay.
How?
Ah!
And now.
Freaking! Oh wow, that's right. I have Advent children in here.
Hold up.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm trying to. I don't want the thing to start. Arg!
Okay, this is interesting.
Okay, this is... Wow. Okay, yeah, you're still going to cram me in the back seat. I know where I stand. I can't... Holy crud. What in the world are you even... Girl.
Valerius is the male. He has to go in the back.
Ow!
I
freaking...
treat this as drow society. Whether he does or not, doesn't matter. Because apparently he agrees.
No, I'm just going because... I'm just going because it's not... It's too hard to fight, because...
I'll only push you
okay.
back a little bit. Hold on.
Ah! Fudge monkeys. That's right. I, Valerius, say fudge monkeys. Ah! Whoa, careful, you're like running over cords. Holy... Holy schmoly. I can't untangle the cords from everything.
It's like, because you're probably wrapped around them.
Probably two or three times by the time you all got me back here.
What do you mean got you back here? You got back there yourself.
Maybe, but... Oh, gosh. Okay.
Hopefully he has to get into the car.
How are my levels reading?
Let's see. Say something.
I'm speaking.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay. You guys, I'm back finally after getting everybody else into the car.
Yes.
By the way, I'm the driver.
Okay.
Yes,
so
he is driving and podcasting at the same time. This ought to be interesting.
Well, I'm not going to talk too much.
You should see her while she's on the phone.
Okay, you know what?
Dear God, shut up.
This is great because, you know, I'm crammed in the backseat of a car and I still don't have to say very much because they're so interrupting me. No respect. No respect.
Because
okay,
he's
is
a male.
The music getting picked up?
I don't know. Where the heck is the rest of this buckle?
It's over there.
Okay.
You're gonna need it with...
And, yeah, we're back, and hopefully we won't need these seatbelts with Spirits driving, but...
I'm a good driver. This is why I told you not to drive, Tim.
Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't really help if, okay. We run into a truck and stuff slides off the back and comes in and impales us. Maybe like something like The Omen.
Or like...
Which, by the way, that is not a spoiler because you should see the original Omen before you go and see the new one. It's really good.
Okay, that was a freaking creepy whisper right there. Secret. Okay.
Ah!
No,
elbow!
That
I'm alive to take us.
Oh my gosh, no!
Emma, like,
whoa, hang on.
What?
Whoa, we're getting like massive readings here. This is like...
There's
it's
aliens!
It's a poltergeist. No.
Poltergeist? Why would there be a poltergeist in her like newer Sunfire?
Because
that's why they got it so cheap, because something died in here.
Oh,
yeah.
Shut up.
It's not even like a cool ghost or something. It's like a dog or something.
I seriously don't know who's coming in so loud. This is going to be interesting.
Probably me.
Speaking.
Probably me because I have it like right up to my mouth.
Yeah, you do have it right up to your mouth.
Oh, actually, I think that that Spirit got turned up. Holy crud.
Am I coming up?
I got so many wires that I...
Just find my cord.
Crud.
Hey, I bought a 25-foot Ethernet cord for my computer so I could put my laptop in with the box because we can't get the router to work whatsoever. So I just want to, I'm going to buy a 50-foot and we're going to cut holes in the walls and we're going to string it through the living room.
Are you done with my Blue October CD yet?
Oh, yeah, I burnt it, and I forgot to give it to you. When we go to buy my house, I'll give it to you.
Thank you, because I kind of...
The last song when it burned on the computer for some reason.
Is that you? That's you. There you are.
Remember, computer, 256 RAM with absolutely no processor fan.
Ow.
The 12-minute-long song could not do it.
Say something?
I'm saying.
All right, keep talking for a while. I'm going to adjust your
volume. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Spirit can count.
Right. Oh, shut up.
Spirit counting for to win.
Hey, do it in French.
Un, deux, trois.
That's about all I can go to, and I took a class for a year.
Una, dos, tres.
I can probably count in Spanish, though. I wish
I used to be able to count to 10.
Valerius is counting in Latin back there.
Actually, no.
Nobody speaks Latin anymore.
Yes,
Valerius does.
And if they do, they shouldn't, because it's a dead language for a reason.
Quit talking in Latin or else she's going to break out and draw on you.
Exactly. Oh, Vistos.
Oh, no. She's speaking in tongues.
I'm evil.
No, just... Well,
evil.
Okay, maybe.
And of course, Evil has a weird name, like Fluffy.
Have
you ever seen the original Exorcist, the actual, I don't know if it was Satan or just a demon that possessed her in there, but yeah, his name was like Captain Howdy or something.
What?
I'm serious, if you've ever seen
his name. How did we go from X3 to Captain Howdy?
Because we're special.
We're special. And I'm the one driving.
Which is like 10.
Note, I'm not in the same kind of special they are. I'm in like the good kind of special. Like the good kind of special that gets to go to Dragon Con this year.
I get to go too.
I want
to
go to Dragon Con. You too.
I get to go for all 4 days. Yeah.
Okay, so I only get to go to one day, but still.
Well, it depends on when I have school.
And notice, the dragon does not get to go to Dragon Con.
But the wolf and the non-fur do.
That's
right. The wolf and the extreme fantasy nerd. The fantasy nerd who has a poster of a half draw actually, signed by Ari Salter on her wall and framed.
This is a fur podcast. We call you the non-fur.
Yes, hello non-fur.
And a shelf dedicated to Salvatore.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Poke Fluffy has a website called pokefluffy.com.
No, actually it's not called that.
It's called pokefluffy.com.
It's called geocities.com/pokefluffy because I'm too cheap to buy web space.
I still say
And you can also go where I write smut called dayloon.net where I play guys because I can.
here's the great thing about the people in this particular vehicle right now.
Advertising!
We have two females who play male character characters.
No, she plays male characters in the weird kind. I play male characters in the...
Hey, I have straight male characters too.
No, I have sexy straight male characters that everybody loves on there, even though he's a complete asshole.
I don't play any of my straight male characters on Dayloon because nobody likes my straight male characters.
Nobody likes your gay male characters either.
Somebody likes Spirit on there.
He probably forgot about him or he quit.
No, the god of love.
The god of love, Lucifer?
Yeah.
Nobody likes Lucifer. He was whining because he's all emo because nobody wants to be his ally. But he's fucking
emo.
God of love. I mean, who wants to be his ally?
Okay.
I'm the god of darkness. I can like, summon
shadows
and kill people.
I need to point something out right here.
What?
To any emo listener out there,
I
apologize for what I'm about to say, but I have a thing against emos.
So do I.
They have, one of them completely ruined like a month and a half of my life. Yes.
Oh, I didn't say that. Bleep that out.
Yes, I will bleep that out. Because we're going to keep things anonymous. Honestly, I'm going to try. But this emo...
Gordon, I love you!
Say what?
We don't do shout-outs.
Yes, we don't do shout-outs on this podcast.
But you have to keep that because I really do like Gordon. He's my friend and he's gay.
Okay,
moving
anyways.
Right along. Okay. See, this is where I love having this podcast.
Okay, move along.
Moving on. Okay. Anyway, this emo person, I was very nice to them. I comforted them.
Shut up.
Long story short, I'd spent about a month of my life. I kept this. I through chatting, kept this guy conscious when he had a concussion because he was completely trying to kill himself.
He tried to throw himself through a window or something?
Yeah, I think so, actually.
No, like the dumbest
no, that's,
way to
that's
do
right.
That.
He threw himself off of the front steps of his house, which apparently is like some fair distance above the ground.
Unless you
head.
Live at like the Lincoln Memorial, that's not going to do it.
Still, he basically cracked his head open and got a concussion. I kept him conscious for a while doing that.
What is he saying?
But long story short, after all of this and after I had been checking up on him for a while, he comes on and says, "You never pay attention to me." Now, get this. At the time, I was involved in a number of conversations in the lobby of a semi-respected furry chat room. And
we're not going to mention the chat
room. Yes. We're not going to mention the chat room's name.
This is our little conversation over here. Just continue with what you're talking about.
And, I was involved in a number of conversations at once. This guy comes in, quote, "plays with my tail." I toss him a hello, and I go back to my conversation.
Any guy that plays with your tail is wanting something
five
more.
5 minutes later, 5 minutes later, he is screaming at me over the chat. He's screaming at me over the chat, saying that I never pay attention to him. Now, maybe it's just the attention whore emote. I don't know. But, in any case, it really got me.
Hold on a second, because it's time to get out of the car now.
Okay. We are disentangling ourselves. We will be back momentarily.
Well, Tim
I
is.
Really
He's
don't...
the only one entangled.
Yes, I am the one who is shoved in the back seat, and my name is Valerius. Thank you, Spirit.
Okay, Valerius.
Okay, I'm going to put this on pause, because I don't think that you want to hear us get in and out of a car twice. All right, and, all right.
Ow!
We're disentangling again. We
Even
are...
Even though we're out of my car, we still have
yes,
to
Yes, we're now out of Spirit's car, and... And I'm getting strangled by a cord. Okay, wow. Holy cow. It's untangled. It's a miracle.
It's all due to me.
Yes, because she is...
Fluffy is a miracle worker.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
No.
Okay.
Adjusting
we're
my levels.
Currently sitting inside of a Steak and Shake.
Because there is absolutely nowhere else to go.
Everyone
because security
ice
wanted to move us
does
home.
It say over there on that sign?
Takeout. No, wait.
What does that say? Holy...
Tacomasac.
That is what it says. It's... Yes. We are now officially amused by a sign that reads, Tacomasac. Don't know what it means, but it's in a Steak and Shake, and if anyone... Oh, alright, here's our listener involvement for the week. If anyone can tell us what this sign means, Tacomasac. We believe that's what it says.
Take home a sack. We will give you virtual
cookies. That might
cookies.
Be it. What in the... It's not that. It can't be, because...
Yes, it is. It's just all jumbled up. Take home a sack.
Okay. Well, all right. Then our shout-out is to...
You can't have a long A without an E.
It's take home a sack. Okay. Well, all right. If anyone out there knows for certain,
please send us a pod mail. We could always ask the lady that thinks we're crazy.
We do actually have a phone number right now.
Did we really?
Yes.
Why?
So that people
we're
can call in with stuff. And I actually have that phone number.
We're not running live. Don't worry.
Oh, I know.
Let's see. Thank you. Let us see. The number is...
He doesn't know yet.
206-339-2759.
And again, without us commenting?
206-339-2759.
There you go.
Please give us a call and tell us what
Please
you think
about
whatever.
Please call him collect.
Yes, right. Call us collect, especially since it's a free number.
Is it really?
Yes, it's absolutely free. And basically, they come on, they hear me saying some ridiculous thing about this being the Valerius podcast phone number, and or Dragoncast, rather. And then you just leave a message saying whatever you want to say, and we will post it at the end of the show.
Hey, I can bring us back on topic again.
Really?
I'm hearing voices just like Jean Grey.
You weren't hearing voices, you were hearing sounds. You're not even a good schizo.
I'm trying, okay? But I really was hearing
wow,
sounds.
Wow, she's trying to be schizo. See, this is great. This is scary.
You're
That's
trying
fine.
To be schizo.
Okay, yeah, I
yeah,
am.
Yeah, you really look schizo because you worried our manager today. He was like, just does Spirit always talk to themselves like that? And I was like, yeah. And you're like, thank you for supporting me in my mental illness. And then you walk back all sad.
I think I just broke one of the cardinal rules of podcasting. I crunched ice while on the air. Burn me. Okay, dragon fire on arm. Okay, we're good.
But no, really, I'm hearing sounds, and it's like that sound when you're blowing through a straw or in a bottle, only it's a little bit more high pitched, and I'm the only one hearing.
She didn't have any aspirin either, and aspirin's supposed to like give ringing and stuff like that in your ears. So there's something wrong with her. As usual.
Thank you for supporting me and my mental illness once again. Why are our levels so low?
You know, I really don't know. Ha, huh, I have big levels.
No, that was mine.
Stars. Are you sure?
Yeah, oh, my pants are ringing.
That's right, her pants are ringing. And vibrating pants are more fun.
Hello?
And this is going to become a tradition.
I'm using two mics. How wonderful is that?
She's coming in twice as loud. We're getting you in stereo.
We're just getting like a milkshake. And we're podcasting.
This is at the same time. This is going to be a weekly tradition, I swear. One of us is going to be getting a phone call in the middle of the podcast every week. Last week it was me. This week it's Fluffy.
Well, I had to make a call out. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That was Mother.
Michael.
Once in a while, my mom does worry about me.
Wow.
Once in a while.
It's like microphone jealousy. She's like, give me my microphone. Give me mine. You can't get it.
We have to get our headset next week.
That's not called jealousy. That's called, I never learned to share in kindergarten. And I still don't know how. I feel sorry for my first boyfriend.
Which you have yet to achieve one.
Yeah, I can't find any I like. You have to find somebody who's laid back, very laid back, and likes to take the passive position.
Sorry, I'm already taken.
Yeah, right. For the record, me and Valerius are dating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Spirit, yeah, who thinks she's a male wolf, and Valerius, who is a male dragon, are dating.
Well, it's all okay because...
The glory of interspeciesism.
Well, it's all okay because Yaoi's all right with us.
Oh, or especially with Spirit, because remember, Spirit is a gay wolf.
Yeah.
Sorry, we have
Valerius to be... Is Valerius gay?
Actually, no.
Well then, how does that work? Is that like
because Spirit has dual
personalities. That's right.
Valerius has
dual personalities.
He has Cereal and he has Valerius.
Yes, he may have dual personalities, but he doesn't have dual equipment.
Wow. This is the kind of stuff that I would normally cut, but you know what? I'm at the point right now.
Well,
I'm about
care
to say
anymore.
Exactly. I mean, I am now officially comfortable with the fact that I am... Oh, no, shut up. I'm not a herm. Okay. I'm not a herm dragon.
About Spirit.
Okay, well, Spirit is Spirit is Spirit. Spirit is special. Spirit is good.
Hey, Jess, I got a question. Wait. Okay.
Buzz.
Let me start that again. Hey, Fluffy, I have a question.
Okay. What?
What happens when you're in a relationship and both of you are passive? Because that seems to
then
be the way with me
and you guys
and
end
Valerius.
Up getting married and having conservative family, like Leave It to Beaver. Or in my family, end up having like an assertive female.
I don't think that's quite
female.
What she meant, but you know, we're going to leave
no,
it
No, you
at
guys
that
don't have it like Leave It to Beaver with the fur stuff.
Leave It to Beaver with the fur stuff. That's cool.
Leave It to Beaver.
So are some actually wearing a beaver costume?
Oh, gosh. No. You have... Wow. Yes, for everyone out there... No, we are not going to do that. It's going to be a dragon costume and a wolf costume. Okay,
it'll
moving
be
on.
Zebras.
We're leaving the zebras out of this. That conversation is not entering the podcast. If it does, I will edit it out.
Why not?
Because
that conversation just needs to stay out.
Actually, no, it's not so much embarrassing as I was just part of it was, you know, I'm going to shut up now because it's just getting worse.
Yes, it is.
But yeah.
The dragon is having problems right now. Not that kind of problem, so be quiet. Okay.
Oh, yes.
I'm taking control of the podcast again. I'm trying to take it away from myself. I'll shut up now. Someone please rescue me.
No, we like to see the males drop themselves.
This is yet another reason why males will never truly rule the world.
Well, they think they do now, but they've gotten such an inferiority complex over the years that they're just stupid now.
I'm fascinated.
You know why we have an inferiority complex?
Because of females.
Because females have a superiority complex.
I'm fascinated.
Because of all those oppression all those years, they didn't think women were as good, but we're actually smarter, and we'll take over the world, and we'll only have 10% of the population left, and we'll put them underground for breeding. It'll be like the Drow, except without the soldiers.
Another nation heard from. Okay, we're moving up in the world. Yeah, I love the dead space. It's just like 5 seconds of what the crap.
Well, in the Drow world, you have upper house.
Cricket.
You have like.
I'm
the
going
noble
to find
family.
That sound effect and put it in there.
It's not very hard.
I know.
Some people can make that noise. You are not one of those.
Yes.
All
right.
People.
I'm not one of those people either.
Okay.
He sounds like a dead dog.
Actually, no. A dead dog sounds like. Got Fluffy with that one.
There's like five more seconds of dead space in there.
Yes. Before the two realized, I actually pulled that on my mom once. Oh, she said you sound like a chicken with its head cut off, and I went, no, a chicken with its head cut off sounds like
squawk.
Well, yeah, there is the squawk, but I didn't
make
that.
And there's
noise.
The jittering of the nerves that make them twitch a lot. So you actually got a lot of. Sound.
And what it hits against.
And this is where you know a podcast is hitting... Okay, that was beautiful. This is where we know a podcast is hitting bottom. Because we're talking about chickens with their heads cut off, literally.
Oh my god, I think I have something to talk about.
Well, we still haven't finished discussing X3.
What
we've been on...
Discuss? We already spoiled
we've
the entire
We've been on
movie.
For almost 37 minutes. And... We have actually yet to finish discussing.
Yeah, we never really... We did the beginning,
and
we did
And I never
the middle.
Did get to say what made the movie for me. Because I got interrupted twice.
Okay,
all right, we're
okay.
Shutting up.
What made the movie
oh,
all
by
worth
the way,
it,
you guys.
Oh, gosh. What made the movie for me was getting to see Patrick Stewart's face looking like he was in one of those Gravitron... thingamajiggers, you know, that spin really fast at the
Yes,
I don't
know what
called.
That is. It's actually called a Gravitron.
Okay, yeah, the Gravitron thing. Seriously, his face looked like that. Of course, granted, shortly thereafter, he sort of exploded into many little pieces, and that kind of sucked. But
I liked the Chinese guy. He was cool.
Yeah,
oh, the Chinese guy was
a
spike.
Until he had underneath his chin.
He'd, like, ask you for a hug and, like, spike you to death.
I know. Holy crap, that one scene where he was like, oh, it's all gonna be alright, baby.
That was so cool. Disturbing.
I was like,
holy crap. That's right, the dragon was like, holy crap. And yes, the two girls have milkshakes, and I, the dragon, am having water. It's to quench the fire inside. Okay, moving on.
You're not a fire dragon, you're not evil enough.
Actually, I am a fire dragon.
No, you're not.
He's a red dragon.
Red dragons are evil. Read the D&D book.
Only a D&D or red dragon's evil.
Let me clarify something. Let me clarify something. Technically, I'm not a dragon. I'm a Dracus, which is something from a story that I am actually writing.
It's basically a furry dragon.
And whenever I roleplay in a scenario outside of the sci-fi where my story takes place, I am actually what I call an elemental permissionist.
Is it sci-fi or
nice.
Is it like fantasy?
Sci-fi.
It's
is
sci-fi.
Is there like a dragon like floating around in space?
Oh, no, a dragon flying a spaceship.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's great.
I think it's the same thing, don't you think?
Yeah.
But anyway, as I said,
because they're floating.
Whenever
they're
I am role-playing in a more medieval setting where
there's
magic and
such. Don't mess with my dream span!
Yes, dream span for the win. that's a long inside joke behind that one. But whenever I'm role-playing in a more medieval setting with magic and such.
Hey, you want a potato?
Fear the potato. I will never get to finish this sentence. See, this is the great thing about running a podcast is that I don't even get to say what I'm trying to say.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Valerius. Say right. it. Say
An
it.
An elemental permissionist. Here's the deal.
He permits
magicians
elements.
And wizards and all of those type of people. All they do is impose their will on nature, right?
Sounds like an airbender or a firebender. Mm-hmm.
Basically,
waterbender,
well, what they do, they're forcing their will on nature. And
to those
you know,
who are listening and wondering where Fluffy is, she's enjoying the nice milkshake on the sore spot where somebody ripped out her tooth. Which, by the way, if a dentist ever...
You keep interrupting!
If you're ever laying there and a dentist says, you're going to hear a slight snap, crackle, and pop, so don't be concerned. Be concerned.
All right, Valerius, go ahead. Finish your sentence.
Thank
we
you
will
very
shut
much,
up
Spirit.
Now.
I don't believe it, but okay.
I just sacked Fluffy.
There it is.
Sacked.
Yep, I knew it. I got interrupted again. But in any case, so I'm gonna start using my long arms and putting my hands over people's mouths. But
you can always turn off her mic.
I'll bite you.
That's right. I can unplug people.
Don't you dare.
I'm special. Okay. Of course. Then again, the downside is they could unplug me first. No, don't even. Don't even think about it. I swear you'll unplug yourself first.
And
of
course yours.
No. Anyway,
so
what an elemental permissionist does is we actually gain the trust of nature. And by nature's permission, work whatever spells...
Like a druid.
Are there any evil ones? Like ones that like get the trust of nature and then kind of like betray it, I guess you could say?
Well, let me put it this way. You betray the trust of nature, if you're an elemental permissionist, you die.
Ooh!
What if you're higher than nature?
You still freaking die. Because nature's going to, like, steal all of your
technicalities,
carbon.
Technicalities, do you?
Actually, fine, stop belching into the mic.
Hold up, I'm getting a call in now.
The only non-fur is the one who's being rude, crude, and socially unacceptable. For all of you non-furs out there, I just want everyone to know that. Okay. Hey, wow.
We only got here about 5 minutes ago.
This is nice. We're actually about 19 minutes away from an hour. That's, like, special for me. Okay. In any case, an elemental permissionist gains the trust of nature. If he betrays nature, odds are he's going to die. There is the slightest chance he will survive, but he will probably have learned his lesson at that point. He or she. All right. Okay.
I need to go cups.
Oh, dear.
Of course I'm not.
Uh-oh.
Because your
dad's got ticked.
I won't
don't know
say
why.
Anything. I won't say anything like it.
I don't want to get picked up. Miss, can we get to go cups real quick? Can we get to go cups for our function?
And do you have right. plastic spoons? I can't eat with a straw. Dentist won't let me. Oh, I'm serious.
Oh, that works.
Yeah, just a plastic straw. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank
spoon.
You.
Spoon.
Oh,
plastic spoon.
Spoon. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You know what? We need to let her say hi on the podcast.
Like, this is our...
Just so her voice can be heard.
Why?
Excuse me, would you like to be in a podcast? Just to say hi? basically...
There's
just,
your mic.
Just say hi. It's great.
Hi, I work at Steak and Shake.
All right! We have
your
the
name.
Winner.
Okay.
All right.
You're too far away.
Okay.
All right.
That was her name,
this,
by the
this,
way,
this
not,
was,
not just her saying Kay.
It's Steak and Shake, so everyone out there, say hi to Kay. Okay.
it's like a radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for all for everyone out there who does not know what a podcast is, who probably isn't listening to this, a podcast is basically a recorded radio show, and you know what? Why am I even explaining this? I don't know.
Are you explaining what a podcast is?
I am explaining what a podcast is on a podcast. Yes, dragon for the win. Okay.
Yeah. We all three did.
Yep. We all went to good old BHS.
Am I getting picked up still?
Yes, I think you are.
Speaking 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, there,
yes,
there
I
you
am.
Are.
Podcast
like
for iPods?
Yeah.
Really, for iPods?
Yeah.
Yes. You can pick it on computer, right, though?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. You get it through iTunes or...
You can download
I can actually write
free.
Down the site if you want the site for the podcast.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, you can hear your voice. Yeah. It's our second podcast.
You can hear your shout out and go, woot, that's me. So,
yeah,
all right.
I don't want a spoon, but I do
want
a cup.
A cup.
us.podomatic.com. There you go. And this will probably be up by Monday. So. All right. Definitely.
We're still recording.
And,
so.
and the tip from Kay the waitress is tip your waitress. I will second that.
Do we have any
all
cash
right.
to tip the waitress? Of course not.
I'll cover the tip today.
Oh, okay.
No, I think we're good.
No, we're about
would you like to say hi on the podcast? Okay.
Fine.
Aw.
That makes us sad inside.
It
not
makes
me.
Us sad. Well, that's because you're you.
And you're not a fur, of
course. Exactly.
Furs are just sensitive to everybody.
How much do you think for the tip?
Especially the...
Huh?
A couple bucks for the tip.
A couple
bucks for the tip. Tip.
Tip. We just tipped the waitress.
Yay. Mm. We're tipping our waitresses. We are taking case tip
okay,
and tipping.
And tip and tip and tip.
Tip, tip, tip.
Look at this cool plastic cup here.
Yay for the cool plastic cups. The plastic cups get a
shout-out
on the Valerian
We can really
cast.
Reuse these.
Those cups are awesome, by the way. The Steak and Shake plastic cups are freaking awesome. Man,
they
I cannot...
provide me with a spoon because of my tooth. For some reason, straws are not allowed when you get a tooth pulled.
Okay, are we about to sign off until we get back in the car?
I think we're about to sign off until we get back in the car. That's...
Yeah.
We have passed 45 minutes, and... I'm having difficulties over here.
That's what the water's for.
The water's what's causing it.
That's your problem.
He's getting water in the lungs.
No, that's all right.
Wait,
I'm mixing the water with the fire, and I'm belching steam now. So
we should all cheer.
Cheers. Water.
With cheers.
Water.
Yeah.
Well, we're not 21 right. yet.
I didn't even take a sip.
I'm going to set mine down.
Ah, that water's nasty.
It's not that bad.
It's
wet. It's moist.
All water's wet.
Oh, yeah, that's sort of the point
that
of water.
Sign us off until we get back in the car so we can go pay.
All right, at Spirit's request, we are currently signing off until I get crammed in the back seat again.
And get tangled up.
I cannot wait to edit this. This is going to be so much fun. All right.
Beep.
Signing off for a moment. All right, we're back.
Mexicans.
No, we have figured out something else to talk about. I'm going to start off with gypsies.
But I wanted to talk about the Mexican first.
Okay, well.
Oh, by
yeah.
the way, just want everyone to know out
gypsies
there.
Gypsies are bad, but Mexican gypsies are just wow.
Okay, I just want everyone out there to know that
we're not racist.
We are not racist.
It's just this was
these
a Mexican
just,
that did this to
these
me.
These are just stories that happened to us, and we are not trying to imply a single
I was
thing.
I've never
hit
on by a Mexican gypsy, but I don't like gypsies.
Well, I was hit on by a Mexican today. I'm sorry, but I was. Actually, he might have been Puerto Rican. Sorry.
Oh, was it that one that asked you if you were married?
Yes.
You never told me he was Mexican.
I think he's either Mexican or Puerto Rican. He's one or the other, and either way, he hit on me and asked me if I was married.
Oh. Well, yeah. The thing with gypsies.
And then he asked me if I had a girlfriend.
Who, what?
Boyfriend, sorry.
I was going to say. Hang on.
I'm too much of a male in the mind.
Oh, God.
Oh,
but, yeah.
Shut up.
We're all screwed.
Gypsies. Guess what? I don't know why I don't like gypsies, but, yeah, I was role-playing one time, and my best friend's character, my best friend on there's character, he has, like, two now, I think. But, yeah, it's his drow. His drow got hit on by a gypsy, and he actually was doing stuff with her. I was like, gypsies, damn it, you shouldn't touch her, she's a gypsy, she's a half-elf gypsy, so it's even worse. And then apparently she was afraid of magical fire or something and, like, ran away. Because he, like, it was
wow.
cold and he made a fire. And back then, nobody ever uses a flint, like, you know, a flint and stone or anything like that. They use
Some people do. Some people do. Okay. If they don't have magical powers, they have to go, cheat. Fire!
Okay, on Daylune,
yes,
even on Daylune, even the best swordsman apparently can cast spells.
Well,
that's stupid.
Well, that's because
fighters should not be able to cast magic
at
all.
The best of both worlds.
Well, it depends. Like, I mean, if you have like wands and stuff like that, you can't do that. We don't even have wands on Daylune, and they do that. I was like, damn gypsy. And then she was trying to start a caravan of gypsies. And I don't think
Isn't that like you being the only male and male drow in the
Well, yeah, originally there were two male drow on Daylune all together. It was me, my character, and my character's mentor. Nobody liked his mentor because his mentor was an asshole.
And
well, that's a reason not to like someone, you know.
Complete.
You're
no.
an asshole.
Oh, he was hot
Excuse
as hell.
Excuse me.
Not you.
Okay, I was going to say just the way that you said that, it made it sound like I was one.
Well, yeah.
I would never call my boyfriend an asshole.
Anyways,
I would
yeah.
hope not because if that happened, that.
That would be the end of the relationship. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The moment I want to call you an asshole, that's the end of the relationship. I'm sorry,
damn
it.
Please don't call me one. I don't do anything.
You're an asshole.
Hey. Butt out.
Shut up.
Okay. Relationship issues are not on the podcast. But yeah, anyways, yeah. we were the only two there. And apparently everybody was going after my character. My character hadn't even really discovered.
That's because he was cute!
He never really discovered the opposite sex yet. I mean, he wasn't allowed to. If he looked at
a female,
his mentor killed him.
He was so cute, though. I loved him. He was adorable.
Amor is still cute. He's just not innocent anymore. I mean, he's...
Is he still married?
He's a...
He's not a virgin.
He's a leader of a guild
for assassins.
And right now, his wife has been, like, dead for, like, 20 years. And elves mate for life. And he's only 60, so he's completely fucked for the rest of his life.
But he's a drow. He's not an elf. I mean...
Whoa.
Shit!
Do not go over the railroad tracks while the lights are flashing.
Yeah, that would be a bad idea.
All right,
Good idea. Stop when the things come down. Bad idea.
We are now stuck at the railroad track, and this is the... Damn it, this is the midnight train. Therefore, it is the longest train of the day. Holy shit. I'm afraid.
Okay, wow, we have magical powers. We made the train go away.
What did the train
go?
Go.
Go, 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 go! Holy cow. Okay, this is our adventure for the night, is... train dodging. Because we pulled
it
up.
It came down and then it went back up and we were.
And then as we were going over the tracks, there's this bright light shining in our windows.
It was orange. So
I said bright, not white.
Oh.
It's okay. We all love you, Spirit.
Shut up.
Oh, we don't.
That hurt my shoulder for some odd reason.
I'm sorry, I touched your shoulder. My claws must have hit you. I apologize.
You don't have any claws.
Rar.
Oh, but he has good scratching fingernails.
I was talking to Nifton on Dayloon. Oh, God, it was funny. Yeah, I was talking to him, AIM, and apparently he was trying to clip his nails. This is a guy we're talking about. He has really nice nails, apparently. And he was trying to clip it, and he kept hitting himself in the eye with them and everything. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Dude, he must have grapefruit nails.
The guy behind me has his brights on. He's blinding me.
Hey, guy behind us.
Hey, there's a motorcycle in front of us.
What did you think that was?
I wasn't
a
sure.
A really small car. It was a bubble car.
It was one of those European cars.
Yeah, it's a European bubble car.
Shut up. Both of you.
I just want everyone out there to know Spirit is a very wonderful person. She is good, and I love her very much.
I'm just tired, grumpy, and agitated because they keep teasing me. I'm gonna go emo.
Dude, it's like...
No, emo! Please, no emo! Please!
Oh, God, if you go emo, I'll just kill you.
Oh, damn it.
Save yourself of telling us you're gonna do it a million times.
For the win.
With emo people. Every single time, they're just like, I'm gonna go kill myself now.
Not that it even care, but I'm gonna go kill myself.
And then they're back the next day. It's like, what the hell? I thought you were killing yourself.
Hey, that's like the Ranting Griffin's rant about
emos.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like, not that it even
care,
but I'm gonna
go
kill myself.
Oh. I have to give a shout out. I have to give a shout out right now.
And before they do,
shout out.
Okay, shout out to the Freaky Furry Friends show because they are officially awesome. JP Silverwolf, Manda Panda, and Stina Kitsu. All three of you guys totally rock. You all make my work go very much faster. And
JP,
by the way,
I love you.
Wow. Yes, JP for the win because. JP was chatting with me today before I left work, and he put this podcast, he subscribed to this podcast, and for that one, JP for the win. All right, that's this shout out.
Spirit, you're speeding again, like heavily.
Okay,
Over 40 in a 30
slow
zone.
Slow down.
You are in a nice car with a spoiler on the back, and it's red.
It's a red car, therefore it goes faster. It goes 10 miles an hour faster than any other car.
Yeah, really. And
that's just the way it goes.
You know,
I'm going 30 miles.
Jen doesn't speed anymore. But then again, she's in a bright red Camaro now. So.
Who?
Deanne.
Oh, Deanne, that's right.
You know who Deanne is.
Yeah. I just want to say
I just didn't hear it.
I thought we were keeping this anonymous.
I just want to say
I
used to drive a white car. That had a broken speedometer, and I never sped, except for once that I got stopped for speeding.
Oh, if you guys want to lower your insurance, drive a white car or a yellow car. Those are called mama colors.
Yeah, however, watch out for white cars, because apparently they have targets printed on the driver's side door.
That is not true. That is just him.
Yeah, I have no car anymore, because a guy in a red car crashed into my low insurance
because
white car.
I thought
car.
It was a red SUV.
It wasn't a red SUV, it was a red VW.
You got hit.
It was a little car, and it left. It was a little car, and it, like, destroyed the HMS Invincible, which is my car, which is, like, this huge 91 Mercury Grand Marquis, and this little VW, he had me going over the speed limit, because he even slammed on the brakes, and he left a dent about a foot and a half deep in my door.
Well, it was your fault.
Well, yeah, it was my fault. I still blame it on the road. That's right.
Blame me on inanimate objects. I'm going to find out exactly what mental illness that is, because my chemistry teacher, I kept saying that, like, such and such hates me, like, my book hates me or something.
Oh,
and
I just want to say...
a mental illness.
I just want to say that the road that I turn onto to get home is one of the worst roads to turn onto because it's got trees hanging overhead and these shadows that are just absolutely, they're like camouflage.
And
was he even sorry that he hit you?
Oh, he got out of the car and swore at me for a minute.
Well, that's because it was your fault. That's why he swore at you.
I don't blame him. I got out and I was, dude, I'm sorry. I'm so freaking sorry. Are you all right? Holy crap, holy crap, holy crap.
I ruined your Volkswagen.
Actually, his Volkswagen is still drivable. All he got was he got two broken headlights. He got two broken headlights. That's it. And now my car is going to be junked. That's just screwed up. I'm sorry, it is.
Hey, I got into an accident where it wasn't my fault, and I was hit by.
I'm gonna train in my Sunfire for a W.
I got hit by an 82-year-old lady with
Alzheimer's. I'll make sure it's a red one too, Tim.
And she didn't get a ticket. She didn't get her license taken away. No, they keep letting her drive. And they only gave me $2,000 for the bastard.
Okay,
I have no collision insurance on my car. Because it's too old.
Where is my cell
phone? I don't know where your cell phone is. Maybe it's near your football.
Oh, by the way, people, Spirit, that would be me, has this insomnia thing, or whatever it is. I got a missed call. I have this, what would you call that? Mental illness that makes me always search for my cell phone and my wallet.
It's called OCD, buddy.
OCD.
Which, by the way, I have your CD. And your old cell phone somehow ended up in my, my
wrong
laptop bag.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Well, keep them until tomorrow, and I'll get them tomorrow because my dad's angry.
Your dad's always angry. All right. Well, Fluffy has to leave because Spirit's dad,
hates me.
I'm not just hating you.
My dad's sexist. We've all agreed upon that one.
Yeah, he's sexist.
It doesn't matter what my brother does.
And go figure, he's Southern.
It doesn't matter what my brother does. If I want to go do it, I'm not allowed to.
Well, that's just an older child thing.
No,
the same thing happened to me.
My mom doesn't care what I do, and I'm the youngest.
My mom could care less if I went to go do the same stuff that my brother does. No, it's my dad that tells me, no, I can't do it. Therefore, it's not an older child thing. It's my dad thing. That's sexist.
No, probably just overprotective.
No, sexist. That counts as sexist.
Okay, fine, it's sexist. And I really hope you never hear that.
My dad doesn't listen to podcasts.
That is a very good thing. Because, you know, he hears that. That would really suck.
Yeah, well, he already hates me, so it doesn't matter.
Because Spirit's dad has a little thing he calls Old
Betsy.
And Old Betsy has me trembling in my shoes. Because he has shown me Old Betsy. Old Betsy is a shotgun, and Old Betsy exists. And if I screw up, Old Betsy says hi.
Was he ever in the military? Was he ever in the military or anything? Okay, then don't worry about it.
But
he won't hit
he
you.
He hunts.
Yeah, my dad's a hunter. It could be an accidental friendly fight.
Yeah, he goes to the zoo and hunts.
Look. It could be a Dick Cheney thing. It could be a Dick Cheney thing.
Oh, God.
He'd send me out into the woods and say,
Fluffy,
whoops, I didn't
car.
Mean to shoot
I gotta
you.
Get going.
All right. We're kicking Fluffy out. Everyone say
mic.
Bye, Fluffy.
Bye,
Fluffy.
Bid us fairly well, sweet water and light laughter.
Yay!
Yes, I'm telling you to drink.
Woot! However, all three of us are too young to drink, so that is for the win. Okay.
We are too young by 1 year.
And every time you were hitting that onto the, we got a nice little spike over here going donk, donk. Please stop. I'm going to edit those out. Okay. I am now the keeper of the microphone.
Ow!
All right, and actually, I am going to go ahead and unplug this mic. If I can never find the thingamajigger here, and there we go. We have no more stick mic. All right. We are now...
I would have so beeped that. Do, 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 do. I did that once. I made my horn beep it. Do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, do. Sorry, freaky furry friends, we're stealing it. Ha! Do, do,
do, do, do, do. What the bloody hell?
What?
Nothing. Yes, we're driving and we're actually still talking.
Yes. But, I gotta give props to the Freaky Furry Friends for the whole Final Fantasy victory theme whenever someone says something really just perfect.
Well, you say for the win. I like that.
Win. Huh?
Meh.
Oh, you like it when I say for the win?
For the win. I'm never gonna say it, win. Though. You know, I'm actually working on saying two lines after every sentence, and I'm going to alternate between them. One is Dattebayo, which any Naruto fans out there will know what it means.
I'm a Naruto fan. I don't know what it means.
Okay, any Naruto fans that know what it means, do tell me, because I want to know that I'm not saying fuck you after every line.
Wow. Spirit of the unclean mouth.
And the other one is, in accordance with the prophecy, I'm not going, that's a car, and it's going really fast.
Yeah, please don't let us get a...
I'm not going to get into a car wreck.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a little bit gun-shy right now, understandably.
You horse.
I'm not a horse, I'm a dragon. I thought we'd established this by now.
But I still won the argument!
Yes, you won the argument. Janelle, for the win.
Spirit for the win!
Sorry. Ah! Crud! Spirit for the win. Da 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 da.
Wow. My wolfy tail is wagging so fast right now, you guys
wow,
cannot
it's wagging,
see it.
But you're sitting. Okay.
It's wagging!
Oh, wow, I see it. Thump it, thump it, thump it, thump it, thump it, thump. Alright. In any case.
Oh, guys, guess what?
What?
I have a hoodie that's being made for me.
Hee hee. Oh, yes.
Holy crap, it is the Smecks.
Y'all need to go to sonar2 at deviant, sonar2.deviantart.com.
And that's not a number 2, that is a T, zero,
T-O-O. Yeah, T-0-0?
No, not T-0-0, that was a password somewhere, but I'm not going to mention any more on that one.
That would be just lead, being sonar yeah. T-0-0.
Sonar 2!
that would be like saying dude with 2 zeros, you know, totally dude!
Anyways, yeah. Go to sonar2.deviantart.com. S-O-N-A-R 2. Damn it. S-O-N-A-R. Bleep that one out. S-O-N-A-R-T-O-O dot deviantart. If you can't spell it, fuck you.
Wow. There's going to be some censorship going on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. If you can't spell it, oh well, that's your problem. And,
or I might just leave it in and say we're going to put an explicit tag. Alright.
And, yeah. Just visit there. It's the first deviation. Not my most popular deviation, which is the iPod 1.
The iPod 1 rocked.
Yeah, I like the iPod 1. It's just like awesome. But anyways, it's the deviation underneath that one.
Alright.
So, check that out. That's the hoodie that's being made for me. I will have a picture of me up wearing the hoodie when she finished making it. Oh, I want my fursuit!
Oh, yes. I am currently working on Spirit's Akamaru picture. That will go up as soon as I get that edited and in her paws.
Because, dear Lord, I want y'all guys to see my wonderful fursuit.
Mm-hmm. And,
handmade by me.
That's right. And you can also go to valerius.deviantart.com. That's V-A-L-E-R-I-U-S at, deviantart.com. I'm having speaking
trouble
tonight.
Once again, can't spell it, that's your problem!
Yeah, especially since you're on the podcast and I've basically spelled these things out for you. I'll do that in the show notes, too. Anyway, I do photography, and if you're interested in talking with me there, then
I'm getting
cool.
A call in.
Send me a note through DeviantArt or an email at valerius@podomatic.com is our podmail address. I told you all the phone number, and We have just arrived at my house.
Once he gets out, I'll be heading home.
So once Sonar, Spirit, whatever this person's name is, this wonderful person that is my mate, once she picks up her microphone, we can sign off. All right. This has been Valerius.
And Spirit.
And this has been the Valerius Dragoncast.
Signing
off. And we are out.